USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Obrador today in an hours-long closed-door meeting in Mexico City. The three North American leaders discussed a myriad of issues facing all three countries, including economic cooperation, drug trafficking, climate change, and migration. Before that meeting, Biden met privately with just Trudeau to talk about the close relationship between the United States and Canada. The president ignored reporters' questions about the discovery of classified documents. Speaking of those documents, CNN is reporting that the classified documents found in President Biden's Washington think tank office included intelligence memos. The documents from Biden's time as vice president also contain briefing materials on countries including Ukraine and Russia. It's another dark and stormy day for many Californians. More than 200,000 are without power as major storms continue to pound the state. And in some central California towns, more than 17 inches of rain have fallen.
It was rising quick. In my experience, the fastest I've seen it rise.
That caught people that have been here 50 years, caught them unprepared.
90% of the state remains under a flood watch, and flooding has led to evacuation orders or warnings in many areas. The death toll has risen to 16. It will be a second court appearance this week for 28-year-old Brian Koberger. He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students as they slept in their off-campus home. Koberger, set to face a judge in Idaho Thursday morning for a status hearing, he was arrested at his parents' home in Pennsylvania late last month. He's facing four counts of first-degree murder. Stocks closed higher today after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's remarks to Sweden's Riksbank.
Restoring price stability when inflation is high can require measures that are not popular in the short term as we raise interest rates to slow the economy.
The Fed raised interest rates seven times last year, and more increases are likely. Investors now waiting for the start of fourth quarter earnings season and Thursday's CPI report. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Prince Harry's tell-all memoir, Spare, hit shelves today, and many are talking about it.
I guess I think about, like, my family, and I'm glad that those things get to happen behind closed doors.
Well, they said they were doing that to claim their own narrative, which I think is true. It's important. If they don't speak up, a lot goes unsaid.
The many topics covered in the book include Harry's sibling rivalry with Prince William, the circumstance of his mother Princess Diana's death, and his fractured relationship with his father, now King Charles III. It also promises to reveal the circumstances of Harry and his wife Meghan's departure from their royal duties. Your COVID booster shots could be effective for up to a year. That's the finding of a new study from Massachusetts General Hospital. Researchers found the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine boosters were effective in healthy people for 12 months, but if you've got the Johnson & Johnson shot, you're only protected for about 4 months. Netflix has released its first trailer for the upcoming documentary about actress Pamela Anderson called Pamela, A Love Story. The documentary touches on Anderson's feelings on how she was treated by the media and the entertainment industry during her career. It will also address the theft of the infamous Pamela and Tommy Lee sex tape. Pamela, A Love Story debuts on Netflix on January 31st. And an Oklahoma porch pirate is behind bars after attempting to conceal his identity during robberies by wearing a pair of women's underwear on his head. Tulsa police have surveillance footage of the would-be criminal wearing the panties while attempting to steal packages from people's front porches. The man facing numerous charges related to the robberies, but none related to his makeshift mask. John Schaefer, USA News.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.